Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear sisters.
Alhamdulillah.
Let's get into the tea.
You already know the vibes.
Alhamdulillah, we are at episode
12.
Our yes. Season finale.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
Wa ala ali Muhammad.
كما صليت على إبراهيم
وعلى آل إبراهيم
إنك حميد مجيد.
Buckets for your
اللهم بارك على
اللهم بارك على محمد
وعلى آل محمد
كما صليت
اللهم صل على محمد.
What am I reading?
You reading what you say after you say تحيات لله.
What did I get?
Babe, you just jagasid it, but it's okay.
Yeah,
just confused it. Wait, should I delete that? Nah, I'm keeping that.
I know how to pray, guys. Wait, where's kama solita? Oh, that's the first.
That's
part.
The first
oh,
okay. Part. I'm Baalik. Okay, but anyways,
I know how to pray, guys. Don't worry about this. Today's our final episode of the season, but you know it's not the last time you guys will be hearing for us. Season two will be packed. With juicy episodes.
Inshallah. Season two, we're planning it out. And if you enjoy season one,
you ain't ready for season two.
Yeah, season two is going to be a little bit different, inshallah. Mm-hmm. New content every day. You're filming.
Not every day.
I mean, yeah, stuff will let me before I get people's hopes up. Oh, you're going to be cool. No, not every day. You already know. Every other week, like how this one is. Mm-hmm. But season two is going to be a little bit more interesting, and we're going to be able to go in depth about some conversations
that we had on the season one.
Yeah, some, you know, not every, but, you know, and yeah, y'all see. Season two is going to be full of surprises, inshallah.
Right, but without further ado, today we'll be doing the Q&A. You guys sent us a whole bunch of questions. Thank you to everyone who participated and wrote a question. We'll be answering as much as we can today.
Yeah, because y'all sent too many. No, let me stop. We appreciate
don't
it.
Be ungrateful.
No. That's why I said let me stop. I'm joking. We appreciate it. You know, alhamdulillah. Mm-hmm. And we're going to answer to the best of our abilities. Hopefully, the answers satisfy. Oh? Damn, babe. I think we're both bugging today. I think we're both tired. That's why. But yeah, we're going to hopefully you're satisfied with our answers, inshallah.
May Allah bless us all and guide us all and protect us all.
And yes.
Okay, the first question is, what made you want to get married early? How did you know Biagi was the one? He answered last podcast. Okay, so they want me to answer.
Yeah.
Clearly, you didn't get married young, so this ain't for you.
We're not doing that, but go ahead.
What made me
I did
get married early was, I mean, I always wanted to, like, get married early, have my kids before a certain age, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, that's just how I was built, to be honest. Like, I wanted to get married after high school. It obviously didn't happen that way. I got married at 20, but that's pretty early. And, you know, I just wanted to, like, you know, settle down.
Yeah.
And, you know, women, we have a biological clock.
Mm-hmm.
Is it or genetically?
Yeah, no, biological.
But you know, either way, I was pretty young still. But like, you know, I just want to get certain. I want to get through certain stages of my life, you know.
Yeah.
Before it's too late, or not too late, but like, so I can enjoy the rest of my life, you know. Because once you start having kids,
mm-hmm.
until they're like a, you know, grown a little bit, you're still taking care of them. So I just want to get that part over with, so I can continue and proceed with the life that I want to be. But how did you?
And to add on to
me,
that,
they're not asking you though.
Let me answer this. I'm just gonna add on about the part about. I know. I understand, sweetheart.
Please be careful what you say, because I know what your wife's saying. You need to be careful.
What are you talking about? Anyways. It was to the point where even I kept asking, "Are you sure you're ready to get married?"
Like, I mean, to be honest, I was sure like at that time, but I didn't know what I was getting myself into.
Yeah, because she met me. You know, I'm one of a kind. Alhamdulillah. Just gotta say that. Okay, go ahead, continue.
How did you know Biagi was the one? Mm-hmm. Honestly, people always ask me this question, and I didn't know he was the one. I just prayed.
La ilaha illallah. That's her answer.
I'm not even going. I remember when we were talking, and like I would text people who like married and stuff like that I know, and I was like, "How did you know your husband was the one?" And they would be like, "You just know." I ain't know, to be honest. La ilaha illallah. But that's the best thing you could do. You meet someone, you pray, Allah, may you make this person my person. May you make this person, you know, only bring goodness into my life. If this person is for me, do istikhara. If this person is for me, may you make him for me. If he's not for me, may you take him from me.
Did you say all of that?
Well, not at the back.
So you said, may Allah make me your person. Yes. No wonder why.
No, and I said, if you're not my person, then please take him away from me. Pray the Hajj, you pray. That's the only thing that can, babe, you never know in this life. The only thing you can be certain of is when you make dua.
No wonder why. I had a feeling. I was like, yo, why all of a sudden I'm falling harder and harder for this woman?
Get out.
Now it makes sense. You made dua, and Allah made my love for you. Huh? Oh my, I am tripping. Your love for me? No, my love for you grow more and more and more. Huh? Okay. It all makes sense.
Babe, next question. Because you made dua right now.
And your dua was...
All right, next question.
Okay, who do you have the longest FaceTimes with?
Who do you have the longest
FaceTimes? I would say nobody, because I don't FaceTime people. I don't call nobody. Now, if anybody, it'll be you, babe.
Right, thank you.
Because you're the only one that's for. Like, if you call, the only one that I really, really answer to is her and my mom.
It's bad. Your mom don't FaceTime you.
No, my mom, African, but I mean, she know how to now, but. She don't have an iPhone.
Yeah.
But like, personally, I don't like to be on the phone like that. I mean, when my guys call, let's get it right. I chat it. We could talk it up, but like,
but it's a FaceTime.
For me to call you, one of them to be there. Stuff like
that make you better in that aspect.
Yeah, it's tough. I ain't gonna lie. I gotta get better at that, right. You know. Brothers, y'all already know I love all of you. Yeah.
All right, for me, the person I be on FaceTime with the longest is Masita. Shout out to Masita, if you're listening.
You could have just said,
my friend. And I knew her since when we were in kindergarten.
So you FaceTime with her more than me, longer than me?
Maybe. Your FaceTime be like 5 minutes, and it's because you at the supermarket or something like that. I'm telling you.
Fair.
Maybe when we was like not living together.
Okay, they talking about before.
If it was before, it was you.
Yeah, you better say that. All right, go continue. Yep, we're gonna end it with that one. Right. It's me. Yeah, I heard that.
What are your dream jobs? Don't say not working, because that's really my dream job. But what's your dream job?
I'm doing what I like.
Babe, please.
My dream job.
He's an elevator mechanic, and here we go. That job ain't all glamorous.
Alhamdulillah.
First of all, that job come with mad dust and mad.
Bruh, don't bother it. Bruh.
Dirt. Come on, that's not your dream job. What's your dream job?
My dream job when I was younger was to be an actor.
Okay.
You know?
I can't do that now,
but.
Oh, if right now, the things that align with Islam, what is that dream job for you?
Yeah, I was about to say Tupac Shakur, but stuff like that. I'm just joking. What? It's a joke. I'm not gonna lie. I'm truly happy with what I do right now. Like, I actually do enjoy what I'm doing because I'm active. I like to be
active. That's your dream job? But is the pay the dream?
No, you gotta get, obviously, I wanna get more, make more, but at the end of the day, I gotta learn more.
Because my dream job is where I'm making enough.
But they say, like, personally, like, what?
Oh, like, what makes you happy?
What's your dream job?
That job make you happy? Because you always complaining.
Dang, that he look like she's spitting
I'm just
all
saying,
of
like,
the.
if that was really a
I don't
job,
always
you would.
complain. I have not been complaining in a while. Before, I used to complain every day, but now I like where I'm at. You know, I'm working with someone new, you know what I'm saying? So, alhamdulillah, I like working with him.
That's good.
And I'm learning a lot from him, you know. So, yeah, definitely do enjoy going to work, you know.
My dream job is content creation. But, like, content creation where, like, I don't have to post myself or post my face or anything, and I still make bank off of that.
Take that back. I was going to do YouTube or Twitch or stream. But, yeah, Muslim can't do that.
I mean, it depends what you're doing.
Oh, no. Sorry. My dream job was to be a commentator. There we go. Yep, that was it.
Oh, good thing you're not gonna
I really
the
enjoy
worst
it.
Commentator ever.
Don't even,
if
don't
you
hate
went
Jalandi.
If
you
ever
know the
went to one of the, to be honest, be honest. If y'all ever went to one of the 161 games, you know, the African football, soccer things, I know y'all really think his commentators suck because y'all really be hyping him up, but he's not even all that.
La ilaha illallah. You see, my wife is my
you're
my
not
biggest.
Even all that,
she's
though.
My biggest supporter
like, you actually,
and hater.
I went to
Allahu
one game.
Akbar.
I was like, this guy's actually annoying.
Allahu Akbar. You know why? Because I was so funny that I was making too many people
babe,
laugh.
But nobody was interacting with
jealousy.
You. Babe,
jealous.
Seriously.
You're jealous.
You was feeling yourself like, bro.
You're jealous. It's okay.
But like, every time I take a glass at y'all, you look like they're paying you for this.
Don't do that. Don't do. I
but
did it
the way
I
you move
it.
Around, the way you.
I love it.
Commentary.
That's my dream job. I'm sorry. All of the other stuff, I like it, but. Commentary. I want to be a commentator one day, and I'm gonna succeed. Watch. Just Binta gotta let me go to these games. That's all.
Don't make it seem that I was your hostage. Don't do that. No, you need to tell them the real story.
Hey,
when go to this game.
Let's continue next.
Tell them
next
the real
question.
Story, yeah.
No, let's go continue right. Next section. Next question. How many kids y'all want?
I think the person that actually does the birthing of the child should speak first.
Look, that's what I
oh,
was
no,
about
actually,
to say. You
let's,
go first.
Let's see what you gotta say.
No. You're not gonna trap me here. Nah. You go first.
No.
I'm gonna match your answer because
okay.
I ain't crazy.
I wanna have like 3 to 4 kids. After I gave birth to my son, I was like, oh yeah, I'm never having any kids after this.
Yeah, she said that. But then later on you're like, yeah. Oh, I actually want more. Anyways, me personally, 7.
Yeah. Next, anyways.
Wait, what?
Baby, like, come on. It's easy for you guys to be like, y'all want a whole soccer
I
team.
Want
y'all don't
four
do
boys
nothing.
And 3 girls.
Okay, great. Maybe need a second wife. His applications are open if anybody's
Allah
wondering.
Okay. Don't do that, Kara. Don't do that. Dude. And then they're going to start hitting me up. Don't do that.
Where would they hit you up on?
Everywhere on. Girl.
Where? Tell me where.
Everywhere.
Where?
I'm live. I'm Nate.
On
I'm,
Instagram?
Babe, no. That's
because
not.
Your page is private. So if they're hitting you up, that means you just got girls up on there that's
right,
not
we'll
supposed
stop
to be. I'm sorry. After a brief break, I came back to apologize. I'm sorry for hurting. So someone said, not a question, but y'all need to start posting more. Baby girl, well,
I mean,
you're a man. We try our best. But, you know,
nice.
Having a child,
yeah.
Having a job is hard.
That's exactly what I was about to say. It's like the take care of a kid, you know, 2 jobs. I get annoyed. But yeah, you know, so we're busy, you know, busy people. We try though. We definitely do try, alhamdulillah. You know, I know people keep telling me, yo, oh, you should do more. You should drop an episode every day. I was like, yo, bro, I know I talk, but subhanallah.
What are
we
gonna talk about every day?
I mean, Bansam got stories for life, you know that, but like subhanallah, it's gonna get boring.
Yeah,
okay?
True.
You know what I'm saying? You got to keep people interested and wanting more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But someone says, how do you feel about living... Oh, no, you should ask me this. No, I just read it. How do you feel about living with in-laws in... I mean, mother-in-law, sister, brother, etc.? I know in Gambia it's common.
Oh, yeah.
I think this is mainly for, like, the woman. Honestly, I just prefer my own space, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's just that.
Honestly, I literally told her we should move in with my mom.
Yeah. She's like, oh, y'all need to get myself.
Ah! It was a joke, but I like messing with her. I'm like, yo, sweetheart, you know what we're going to do?
I looked at her and I said,
we're moving in with my mom. She said, bro, are you okay? I said, Yes, I'm okay. Are you okay? We're gonna move in. Don't worry, it's not the same like how they do it in Africa. You know what I'm saying?
No
Over
matter
here.
if it's the same or not, you will not be like your privacy will be so limited.
Yeah, that's what it is. Like I said,
I ain't come
understand.
from my mama's house to go live with, you know, my husband's family. No offense, they're
my
great,
husband's family,
but I want to move on and have my own.
Our
you
house,
know,
our house
my
is
own,
lit.
My own like privacy and stuff like that.
Babe, you know our house is pure entertainment.
There's nothing wrong with it, babe.
Good vibes only.
I want my own like house. So I'm gonna have kids.
No, I'm joking. This
you know, if it was like Gambia, like everybody have their own bala.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like in these American homes, apartments is hard. Like, yeah, all share the same bathroom, kitchen, bala. You know.
Yeah, I get what you mean. Yeah, yeah. You need that space and whatnot, which is fair. You know, even I said it at first, it was a joke, but then I started looking at the rent. I'm like, yo, bro, I ain't gonna lie. You don't think we could do it for like a month or two or something, just so we can rack?
No,
I'm just saying, like, you know, a few, like a year or so we can rack up money, because you know.
Alhamdulillah, you still able to.
Alhamdulillah, it was Allah who came through for me, to be honest. But all right, next question. What age did you get married?
Read that.
Also, may Allah keep blessing your family. Amina. Well, yeah.
Answer the question. What's wrong with you?
What?
Answer the question.
Yeah, how old did you want
Babe,
to get married?
You think I'm funny. Like, answer the question.
So, yeah, I'm not going to say my age.
Why?
I'm an old man.
He's 29 years old right now.
La ilaha illallah.
That's not when you got married, though. Just say.
Subhanallah. Why you do that?
Come on.
Why you do this to me?
You know when you overdo it, you think you're funny and you're not.
No,
funny.
It's not even being funny right now. Gonna, why you spending months them's age
Babe,
out here,
can
yeah?
Can you please tell these people what
people
age
think
you
I'm
got
like
married.
Eight. People think I'm 21, bro.
Yeah, it's like. When did you get married?
25.
And I got married when I was 20.
Alhamdulillah.
Right?
Yeah, alhamdulillah. I always said I want to imitate
you
the prophet.
Get when you were 25.
I always said I want to imitate
you
the prophet.
You didn't get married when you were 25.
You know?
Yeah, but yeah.
No.
You got married like 27.
Sweetheart, what?
I'm 26.
No,
we
25.
For 4 years, baby.
25. Bro, you're not, you don't know numbers. 4 years.
Because
I'm 29.
28, 25.
25.
You got married 26.
25, bro.
Guys,
she does not know her.
We don't
Allah
have like a camera here,
Binta,
but he literally is
Binta
whispering.
Does not
whispering
know
to me.
How to count. Yeah, just, we've been married for 4 years.
He's whispering to me.
We've
to
been married
you
for
guys,
4 years.
He got married
I am 29.
Wait, why are you so ashamed of
no,
that?
No, I'm not.
So, alhamdulillah, Binta, Allah gave you age.
Alhamdulillah. I'm not ashamed of anything. I'm keeping it a stack. You're bugging right now. Your math is not mathing.
Babe, we got married. You got, be
your
real.
Math is not Binta. Your math is not mathing. We've been married for 4 years, right? Listen,
you did not get married.
Calculate, Binta. Just relax.
I don't remember.
You don't remember. I'm trying to tell you. It was 25. Babe, I was like, I copied the prophet.
Okay.
Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah.
Will ya ever post another platform?
No,
like...
no. The other one says something. That was
oh,
another.
I skipped it. Okay,
yeah.
I go back to that. Will ya ever post on another platform like YouTube, TikTok?
Nah. I wanted to, but nah. It's too much entertainment.
You know, it's given like I'm going to have to manage all those platforms. Biagi is not going to help. So
baby,
I'm
it has nothing to
side.
Do with that. It's because you don't want to. You can't be showing your face or whatnot.
No, it's that too. But also, you ain't gonna do nothing.
I will.
Let's get to
You know what? Season two on YouTube.
To edit these podcasts, I have to tell Biagi
but
five
I
times
editing.
A week. You
I
don't do it. He just listens to it, and make sure it's good. That's what
I'll
he
edit it. La ilaha illallah. Binta, I edit it and then I send you the finished project, and you be like, you don't even listen. So you just be like, good. Yes, so yeah, exactly.
But you do the listening.
Exactly, I do
You're
the editing.
Listening.
She trying to chat. Let's go, bro. If season two, YouTube. You want to talk? You want to see how I do? I'm gonna start doing YouTube. It's just gonna show me, not you, babe.
Okay. Somebody asked, "How old did you want to get married?" I said 18.
Yeah.
And you said 25.
You're always 25. I wanted to imitate the prophet. I always said that. Mm-hmm. Once I heard the prophet got married to Khadija at 25 years old, I said, "Yep." That's my goal right there.
All
right.
Would you like kids? Would you
and
like,
I achieved it. Go ahead. Continue. Sorry.
Would you like your kids close in age or far apart?
Close.
Yeah, same.
You said same? No, you want them apart.
How?
Close in age is like year.
It's not only a year. You're smart. You're so smart. You're so smart. Close is like 1, 2... Maybe 3 years. That's what people mean by close.
Oh,
not
I thought they meant
year.
By every other year. Yep.
Anyways, answer this
Alhamdulillah.
question.
What do you think is causing divorce at such an alarming rate? Bro, I'm not slow. It's just your hands is moving, sweetheart. I can't because I just sounded so slow. I want y'all to know her hands was moving, and I'm
Girl,
trying to look.
what do you think is causing divorce?
At such an alarming rate is what was the question. Oh, that's a great question. That's the questions we came here for. Alhamdulillah. In alhamdulillah. Now let me stop. Give me the look. Nah, but seriously,
Yeah, too
alhamdulillah.
excited.
I feel like a lot of marriages now, it's like people want to get married just because they see, oh, this person got married. Oh, you seen that wedding? Yada yada yada. Oh, I want to be lit like that. No, you know what I mean? Like they don't know the depth of marriage.
And how hard it is.
Exactly. I feel like people think marriage is just what's it called? Fairy tale. One, it's not something that's easy. You gotta really put in that work for to keep your marriage every day. It's not like, oh, you put in the work in the beginning and then you let it go. No, every single day you have to wake up with
And
the
be
intent.
attentive.
Exactly. With the intentions of putting in work to keep this marriage going, because it's tough. Hey, we have fun. Don't get me wrong. We have
But
our
there's tough
jokes.
days too.
We have our tough days, and it's like, you know. But alhamdulillah, the fact that it's not only one person got to keep trying. Both of
Oh,
y'all have
man.
to. Because if I feel like sometimes it's just one person, like mostly sometimes it's the sisters who's really trying, and the brothers don't care, right? Where or they're like, ah, whatever. Or sometimes it's the brother who's really trying, the sister don't care, you know. But I feel like y'all both have to be there for each other, one, and
And
also
be each
putting in
other's
that work.
support partners, you know? I also want to piggyback on what you said. I feel like nowadays people are not willing to like money. I'm not saying
Be patient.
if your husband is beating you, please
No.
go to the police. Please,
Please.
I mean, please, whatever you gotta do.
Call the big brother.
Or please get like, uncles or something involved. Don't mind you for that.
Yeah.
But what I'm
Because
saying,
it only gets worse. The beatings just
what
get
I'm saying
worse.
is that, there's gonna be misunderstandings, but just, okay, it's not the time right now. Talk about it later, hash it out later. But you have to be able to be patient with each other, One day I'm gonna have a bad day, and you have to be patient with me. One day
Yes.
you're gonna have a bad day, I'm gonna have to be patient with you.
That's his.
So just meet each other in the middle, and be honest with each other. And one thing like I think is very good in our marriage, like there's no like obviously you're the leader of the house, but in terms of like you don't talk down to me. Like you want to understand where I'm coming from all the time. If I feel like uncertain about something, or I feel like nah, what you did was wrong. Like we talk about it, we hash
Yeah,
it out, and then I
exactly.
get you to understand my point, and you get, and vice versa.
Yeah.
But it's not like oh, you always talking down to me,
Yeah, exactly.
But you know what? I always be thinking, I be like, Allah knew not to match me with someone who would do that, cause you know my character.
Yeah, I
That
know it too well.
it would have not lasted at
That
all.
guy would have been out the house within seconds.
No, I would have been out, bro. I'm trying to
No,
explain
you would
my
have
point,
locked
and you
you
don't care. Like you
yeah.
just want to be the man of the house, all mussy and muscular and bussing me around. Like please, I like someone who's level headed that we can both understand each other.
Yeah, that was piggybacking on that. It's always about
Don't
the
use my words. Don't
communication.
use my words.
Piggybacky.
Let me tell you this, man. He don't have vocabulary. So when I say one word, here we go. He's using that for the rest of the episode.
Piggybacking on that. You know, it's always, it's the main thing is communication. And I feel like a lot of marriages, they don't want to communicate. Like if it's a problem,
God.
one person's holding it in to the point where
They
they
burst
get to
out.
that breaking point. But that's why when we have a disagreement on something, we talk it out because we don't want it to boil up.
Even though, hey, I always bring it back up. That's just a woman's nature. I mean, I
Yeah,
just
you'll never,
like
brothers, believe that. You'll never hear the end of it. If you made that mistake, you did your apology tour. You got her gifts in her. Alhamdulillah, she's gonna forgive you. But she ain't gonna forget. It's gonna come up
man.
again, brother. She's gonna be like, you remember you did
But
this. And
know
you're
what
like,
you'll say,
bro,
like
I thought you accepted my apology. I did.
I
You're
feel
just
like
not gonna forget.
now, like people, like they have a disagreement. I don't care. I'm leaving.
Yeah, they don't win. That's what you said, Munye. They don't. They
It
don't.
takes, you gotta sometimes you gotta put your ego down.
Yeah, your pride, your ego, whatever. You just gotta be humble. And like she said, when one is angry, both of y'all shouldn't be angry. One gotta try their best, no matter what, to be a
And
little
I
bit level
honestly
headed.
feel like, what do you agree with this? I honestly feel like the man, women are like very emotional.
I mean, yeah, I get
If
what
a
you're saying.
man, is not able to sometime, well, not all the time, but major, like more than the woman, is if she, if he's not able to put his like his ego aside and try to reserve his marriage, that's a big issue.
Now, that's a fact.
Women,
yeah,
are very emotional. Like, I could be so mad at you an hour later, and all you just gotta say is sorry, and you understand me, and you know, you try your best not to do it again, and we'll be fine the next hour. But
she just made some game. That's pretty much what you gotta do.
No, all but right. Really understand.
But
the
understand, obviously, yeah, you know, but yeah, it's mainly that. Just because no matter what, brother, we're always gonna
you
be
lose.
Wrong.
You either wanna be.
You want to be happy?
Or you want to be?
Right.
You want to be happy, so let that go.
Just give it to her, brother. It's okay. Like I said, for us, it doesn't really go that deep for us. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's some things, obviously, I can't just let know. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, because obviously, you're a man. You got to make sure, okay, this, we're not allowing, right? And she'll come around. You know, obviously, at the beginning, she might be like, no. But she'll come around, brothers. And, yeah, vice versa. But alhamdulillah, it's communication. I feel a lot of people lack that communication and that patience with each other. And that's why we're having a high divorce rate. Alhamdulillah.
Yeah. All right. You said alhamdulillah, that's a high divorce rate.
Oh, astaghfirullah. Yeah. One of billah.
Assalamu alaikum. My question is about the age. Like, did y'all care about the age gap? I'm assuming they know. Did you care?
No, personally, you know, that's the thing you...
Yeah, I was really worried about that, you know, because I was like, damn, is he too old for me? But then, you know, I don't know if y'all know Diallo Production. They was on Instagram, and, I mean, YouTube and stuff before, and they also have a similar age gap to me. So I will always refer back to them, and I'll be, if they could do it, maybe we could do it, you know?
Alhamdulillah, yeah.
Yeah, and even like going back to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Khadija, you know?
Yeah.
You just gotta, you know, I was worried about it, but now it's like, to be honest, women are like mentally more mature than men.
Say the truth.
I'm not saying I'm mentally more mature. I'm just saying in most cases, women
like,
mature faster.
For example, a woman who's 20 is more mature than a guy who's 20 is what you're trying to say. A majority of the time. Yes.
Right, yeah.
Okay, okay.
So, you know, I feel like mentally, you know, a little thing.
I get it.
Somebody said, is it true that Biagi is single?
It's true that you're single. What?
You're single?
Yeah, I'm single. That's the lie.
Oh, mashallah.
We have a whole BMB. That person's trolling. That's a troll. That has to be a troll.
A troll.
They trolling right there. What? Is it? Oh, you know what? Because you see what's going on, babe? You keep on giving out.
Just that the no, are
I
you
have
single?
A life.
Are you single?
See? Now they think it's something.
Babe, are you single?
I am not single. I am married.
With 5 kids. So
am I happily married? You can ask me that another. Now let me stop. I am definitely happily married.
Not funny. Not bad joke. Okay.
I'm just messing with you. You know I love you.
Do you want people to be honest with you on here?
Yes. I need that. Because we want to make sure we grow. You know what I'm saying? And people get really what they came for. Because, you know, at the end of the day, it's all about that. What's it called?
Babe, don't ask me. You be trying
my
to use big words
coming.
And you don't
no,
even
don't
know.
No, don't worry. The dictionary is in my head real now. Right now. Hold up. Ah, man, I forgot it. Sorry,
but
guys.
Yeah, I get the gist. All right, read the next one.
It's all about that.
Babe, what are you reading?
My brain is on computer.
Read this question.
Okay, anyway, sorry. I am Bimal. How do you navigate screen time with your baby or occupy his day with him being born? Oh, I love that question. Should I answer?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, very easy. Screen time, we don't really do it when Bob's around because we don't want him to get addicted to it, right?
I mean, nah, we probably do a
here
little
and
bit,
there,
yeah, but not too much.
And it's, I ain't gonna lie, it's fun. Babe, you know me. I'm like a kid. I'm a grown man, but I'm like a kid. So playing around with the kid, be having me, it makes my day. So I don't really mind.
You guys are always playing around.
Yeah.
Even me, like I usually, if I'm watching TV, I'll just put him on the floor with his blocks or something.
Yeah,
and he'll play with
his
it.
Toys. Yeah, he'll play with his toys. Sometimes he be tuning in.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, but mainly with me, it's like, I'll be like trying to teach the kids stuff.
Yeah, same.
You know, kick this. I know you're a baby, but you're going to learn how to kick a ball.
Right.
I know you're a baby, but you're going to learn how to punch. You know what I'm saying? We be watching boxing together, trying to train the kid. Yeah, right. Don't worry. Babies are like a sponge.
Did you plan your pregnancy or was it a surprise? It was planned, actually. Yeah, we wanted to do it after I graduated college.
Yeah. Well,
and after I got like a little bit months at my new job.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was planned.
Yeah, and Allah, and like I said, Allah is the best for planner.
Right, he solidified the plan.
He solidified it because you people be when they plan it, they be trying for years, but if Allah doesn't write it for you, it doesn't happen.
Or sometimes it happens before you even try.
Exactly. So just be patient. You know, alhamdulillah. But yeah, Allah bless us. And yeah, we definitely plan that. Mm-hmm. Most popular person in your friend group. Yeah, I know my people, everybody is popular.
But if you could pick one person, who would it
Big Mo. Big Mo is definitely one of the popular ones. And my cousin, Mo Drizzy. Them two. In my friend group, it's them two. Everybody know them two. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I don't really think I have any popular friends. I feel like we're all fairly on the same level.
And me, if we had... Oh, no, Bakari. I forgot Mr. Sheikh. Right. Silla. Everybody knows Silla. Bakari Silla. Y'all know him. Short brother with a long beard. MashaAllah. There we go.
All right, someone said, question King. For Biagi. Do you look at your wife different now that you witnessed the journey of pregnancy and birth?
Yes, inshallah, if you went back into the old episodes, we definitely hit that. Yes, for sure. I do see her differently. Treat her the same because it's like, you know, it's not like, well, I added more to it. No, I'm saying, like, I was always treating you the same way, you know, in kindness and whatever. Yeah, but obviously, now it's like, I try to do more.
Mm-hmm. Cause you to make your leaking
low. Yeah. Because I seen where you went. Especially while you was pregnant. I was trying to do the most because, obviously, I didn't want you to suffer or I didn't want anything to happen to the baby. I was being selfish. I didn't care. I cared about the baby. But, alhamdulillah, We try. But, yeah, I hope that answers your question.
Biagi's laugh is literally so contagious. He's mad funny.
Thank you very much. She did not want to read that.
When you overdo it?
No. I'm not overdoing it.
Look what somebody said. Read that. Read it.
Why is Biagi? What?
Your biggest hater?
I'm sorry. Are y'all not really tuning in? Because every time I say something, Binda is against me.
You know,
me.
I be saying the fact. Like, when you're overdoing it, I let you know. But you just
see?
Be
she always, me. I say it's a vibe. Right? Oh, no, you already know the vibe. And Binda's like, she's like, oh, why are you always saying that? And I'm the hater? What else? The Gumby Sada. You see, I don't even say the Gumby Sada joke no more because she was my biggest hater. Come on now. Let's be honest. Listen to all the episodes.
People told you to stop saying it.
No, people did not tell me to stop. People told me to say it.
No, but I've seen people telling you to stop.
Who? Name a person.
No, I don't want to put anybody on.
No, because it's Cap. But anyways, she's the hater. Mm-hmm. I'm the lover. I always love.
Yeah, I think if it was to be real, though, I am the hater.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm like the secret hater.
That person has to be one of your friends. It's one of your friends.
No, I'm just a secret hater.
They say you're anonymous, so we can't even know who said it. But whoever you are, you know who you are. You're wrong for that, because I am not a hater. I'm a lover.
All right, last one. I mean, someone made dua for us. They said, may Allah bless y'all as parents. I love the episode on your pregnancy and delivery. Very touching. Oh, I mean. But thank you for tuning in and listening on to our podcast.
Yes, and thanks for the questions. For those who sent questions, we appreciate it. And I hope that our answers to your questions was satisfying.
Yes, and please, are we going to try to do this at the end of every season? A question Q&A, like a season finale episode, so you guys could get to know more and any questions you have from like the other episodes of the season. Mm-hmm. So, you know, as season 2 is coming in, you know, while you're listening to episode, jot down some questions, you know, and then when it's time, when we drop the link, you can submit those questions.
But wait up, sweetheart. So, before we end this episode, because this is the last episode, you mind telling me what was your favorite convo and story?
I think my
season.
Favorite one was the funny one. It was about, are you a thief? That one?
Because you know the depth of it. That's why. So, okay.
What about you?
Me, my favorite one is the St. Lucia.
People love that one too.
Really? See? Yeah. I'm with the people. Yeah. I didn't even know that. How you know? The thingy that you
know, people texted me and told me
that one was my favorite one. The halal moon. Did anybody get back about honey nikah or halal moon? I bet you they said honey nikah. And you didn't want to tell me it because you did it because they accepted mine. That's what I feel like. Now that because this is the last season, so we gotta know what did the people say, halal moon or honey nikah? They said honey nikah.
No, I don't know what they said. I'm just saying.
Yeah, we never touched that. But anyways, that was my favorite one. You know, that that episode, definitely. I found it, you know, it was a moment. It made me remember those moments. And I actually went back into the videos and stuff like that. And I was seeing stuff. I actually got the video before we drove off with the car. When I was driving the car.
Oh,
I got that video.
Now I flex it.
Bro, you don't and even I come to find out. It was going to be a storm. It was a storm coming my way. SubhanAllah. But alhamdulillah, yeah. Allah got us out of it safe and sound. You know, but that definitely was my favorite episode.
Right, but since it's the last episode, would you like to bless everyone's ears with Quran recitation?
Huh?
With Quran recitation.
Now I could do some dua.
Okay, let's go.
اللهم اهدنا في من هديت وعافنا في من عافيت وتولنا في من توليت وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت فإنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك إنه لا يذل من وليت ولا يعز من عاديت تباركت ربنا وتعاليت اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا اللهم بأسمائنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا أبدا ما أبقيتنا واجعلها الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا واجعل الجنة هي دارنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. I could keep going, but we're going to end it there.
Ameen, accepted well.
Ameen, ameen.
The guide, the misguided.
Ameen, ameen.
The guide us.
You should ask me one question, and I ask you one question.
You go first.
It's an anonymous question. It's not me. Okay?
What?
So I don't get in trouble. What is your favorite thing about your husband?
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. See you guys
hater.
On season number
real
two.
She can't
There'll
tell
be
ya.
A short break before season number two, but
real
we hope
hater.
You guys go back and reflect on the past episodes.
Real hater.
Without further ado,
let's
see you guys in season two.
No, you're going to answer this question. I don't know what she's trying to dodge. You see? But I'm the hater. Ask me that question. I'll tell you.
Allahu Akbar.
Ask me that question.
What is your favorite thing about your wife?
Absolutely nothing, because she don't want to tell
Perfect.
Me what she likes about
Mashallah.
Me. Yes, sir. Yeah, I know the vibes. What do you think? Manzim? What do you think? Manzim is a simp, yeah? You think Manzim is scared?
End this podcast. What are you doing?
All right, love you.
Assalamu alaikum. See you guys in season two.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, family. We love you guys. See you guys in season two.